It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
One of my earliest memories of flora and fauna was a large bank of foliage on the east side of my grandmother's house in Anadarko, Oklahoma. The dark green leafiness was accented each day in the late afternoon by a raft of colorful blooms. They opened in the shade provided as the sun dropped below the roof of the house, and the fragrant, trumpet-shaped blossoms appeared in bright pinks, yellows, and creams. I was just a little kid, too young to wear a watch, but I knew enough to tell the time once a day when the 4 o'clocks came out to play. These old-fashioned flowers are considered a favorite by some gardeners and a weed by others. It's true they can spread like wildfire from their large black seeds or by the fleshy tuberous roots that survive the warmer winters of the Deep South. High Plains gardeners usually consider 4 o'clocks an annual, since our cold weather temps require them to reproduce each spring from seed newly planted or sown accidentally from last year's crop. But there are perennial varieties, because years ago I planted some desert 4 o'clocks that have returned each summer. They're great additions to xeric landscapes, as they like soil on the dry side and full hot sun. Also called wild 4 o'clocks, they have a larger blossom than their annual cousins, and it appears in a pinkish lavender shade. My specimens are planted on the easternmost row of our shelter belt, and I always assumed that the shady part of the day opened the blossoms. But I've lately heard tell that the slight temperature drop in the shady shank of the evening was the real reason for these late bloomers to show their stuff. Another flower that opens up to the darker, cooler time of day is the evening primrose, and it joins desert 4 o'clocks in adapting well to our drier, more alkaline soil. The bright yellow blooms of primrose show themselves in late afternoon during May, June, and July in our part of the world. Also called sundrops, the large flowers form on 2 to 4 foot leafy stalks. In addition to providing lovely blooms for the eye to behold, evening primrose has culinary and medicinal uses. The roots of young plants can be dug and prepared like a vegetable, and the emerging green shoots can provide spring salad greens. Early day settlers and herbalists believed in the diverse healing powers of the plant, and it was considered to be effective in treating digestive disorders and whooping cough. It was infused as a sedative to ease pain, bruises, and wounds. Today, evening primrose is a popular natural remedy to ease the pains of premenstrual stress syndrome. The seeds of the plant contain gamma-linoleic acid, a rare essential fatty acid that is showing promise in the treatment of breast cancer. If you'd like to add some afternoon delights to your flower garden, why not try these old-fashioned late bloomers? Start them in the spring, sowing the seed in well-drained and sunny locations. Provide some afternoon shade to kick off their late-day bloom times. Then sit at the close of day and enjoy the bright blossoms and sweet scent of a summer's evening.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.